thank you, Jeff, for taking the time to sit down with me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
So we're here in the Kansas City office here at LTI. What brought LTI to Kansas City?
Oh, I think what brought us to Kansas City is, in reality, we were growing significantly as an organization. We were adding, 10 to 20% to our headcount year over year. And the Omaha market is already fairly tapped out.
Okay.
From a unemployment perspective, really record lows in unemployment.
Yeah.
And so we started looking around, how do we get, continue to bring more talent into the organization so we can continue to grow. And I think Kansas City is just a natural fit,
sure,
to be honest. Culturally, it's very similar to the Omaha area. I'm a big Nebraska football fan.
Yeah, yeah.
And, in recruiting, they always talk about the 500-mile radius. And there's a reason why they look at the 500-mile radius is culturally, work ethic-wise, and so on. The people are very similar. And, our company is very driven by culture, and it's driven our success. And so it just made sense to do something within the 500-mile radius, because really, as a technology company, it's important that you're bringing young talent in and a good diverse group of people in so that you continue to get great ideas on how we build great technology solutions.
Where are you from? You're not from Kansas City.
I'm originally from Omaha.
Are you?
I grew up in Omaha, Nebraska, and went to the University of Nebraska. So I'm born and bred.
Lincoln or Omaha?
In Omaha.
Okay.
So born and bred Nebraska, which is why I like it down here a lot, just simply because it is very similar to where I'm from.
Right.
Certainly it's bigger, so there is more to do, and I'm a big sports fan.
Nice.
And
yep.
So that's a good city to be in. I certainly get the benefits of seeing the Royals play and the Chiefs play and so on, and the NASCAR events. And so there's a lot of different activities here that you may not be afforded in Omaha. But that's why I like it so much. It's so much like Omaha. The people are the same, and just a little bit more to do because it's a bigger place.
So what is kind of the big vision for the Kansas City office of LTI? Do you see this as being a very similar in size and structure to the Omaha main office, or do you see it as maintaining kind of a lower profile but still a very significant part of the future operations for LTI?
I envision it being a significant part of the operations. The size of it, I think, will depend upon the kind of talent that we're able to draw to the organization and draw to this office. We did not come down here with the intent of saying it has to be a development office or a support office or so on. Our goal was, let's see what kind of people we can bring into the organization that fit well with an LTI and
sure,
and so on, so that we can grow a diverse office, just like we have diversity in Omaha, and let's use technology to communicate back and forth so that even though it's in a different location, we can still work together as a team. Kansas City was our first foray into having an office outside of the Omaha area. As we continue to grow as an organization, we could create other offices in other areas of the country. Really, it depends on who are we trying to attract to the organization. As we grow, what do we need and what markets have those kind of people that fit the skill set we're looking for and fit the culture?
What do you think is probably the biggest thing we look for at LTI when we're bringing new people on board? Do you feel like the skills really take the forefront, or do you feel like it's the cultural fit, or do you feel like we look for that more of that balance between the two?
I think the skills are the minimum hurdle. Do they have the skills that we need, the experience that we need, and so on? And then you really get more into the cultural aspects of the organization. And we're a very, very customer-focused organization. The recipe to success for people that started LTI is really getting in, learning, asking questions, and then doing what you can to be part of a team in order to best serve our customers. In the end, we're extremely customer focused, and it's all about the teamwork to do that and deliver for our customers. And no one individual can do it alone.
Right.
Because there's a lot of different things that go on at LTI. And so the ability to work within a team, being self-motivated, being a good problem solver, and truly caring about end results for the customer,
mm-hmm,
that is what we look for. We're going to give you all the tools that we can to be successful.
Yeah.
But it's important that you understand that you will have to dig in and you should ask questions and people will help you, but that it is important that you're self-started.
Yeah, that you're not afraid to walk from your cube to that other cube to ask a question, because nobody's going to make you feel bad for it.
Yeah, in the end, everybody at our organization wants to see everybody be successful.
Right.
We are partly employee-owned, so it's in their best interest to help new people and others within the organization to gain knowledge, because it's only going to help the organization overall, our customer service, our profitability, and hence the stock price.
Yeah, that's true. That's a good point. So yeah, talk about that employee stock ownership plan.
Uh-huh.
What was the big impetus for that getting started, and how do you feel like that's really benefited a lot of the people here, or even just benefited the team atmosphere, the team attitude in the company?
So it started in 2006. So Russ and Randy are the majority owners of the organization. And you see a lot of software companies or technology companies being sold to venture capitalists or equity firms.
Sure.
And what you lose is sometimes the recipe for success of that organization. And there is a very defined recipe for our success. And it is a commitment to our employees, and it's a commitment to our customers. And they felt that the best transition for ownership for them, out of respect for the employees and for our customers, was to sell the company to the employees and reward the employees for the many years of work to help grow the organization. They're still very active in the business today. I work with Russ and Randy every single day.
Yeah.
But we are partially employee owned, and it's something that I believe drives individuals. So we are a very entrepreneurial company, and every employee at the organization owns a part of the company, and their sweat equity that goes into it will be rewarded through the employee ownership. The ESOP certainly has an impact on people, and it makes people start to think about, how do we grow our market share? How do we become more profitable? Without the ESOP, we probably wouldn't be in a position that we are today, and because people are certainly focused on it. And I get questions all the time. When's our valuation coming out?
Yeah.
What's our stock price going to look like? And so people are certainly interested.
Tell me about where did you get started with LTI?
So my background, I went to the University of Nebraska. I'm degreed in accounting.
Okay.
I didn't necessarily want to follow the public accounting route. That wasn't necessarily where I wanted to end up. I always liked technology, and I liked financials and accounting. And so lucky enough, one of my college buddies who I was a roommate with, his brother-in-law was one of the original founders. I got the opportunity to interview for a position that they just created at Lease Team. That was, it was called a dispatcher.
Okay.
And what a dispatcher did was take phone calls from our customers and gather the information that we needed so that I could take that and assign that out to different support people.
Okay.
So wasn't the job that I was necessarily looking for.
Right.
And so on. But on the other hand, it was a company that I saw a lot of potential with, and I really liked the people and I liked the ownership. I took it and really kind of rolled up my sleeves. And within 6 months, I was actively taking support calls and going out and doing implementations, and was out of that job within 6 months.
I
was very motivated to learn what I needed to learn to get out of that job.
Sure.
So really what I was doing is I was accepting a position at a company that I really liked, but I didn't really like that job because it wasn't going to be the end all be all for me. And I didn't see it as something that was going to be a pathway for me career wise.
Right. But it got your foot in the door and
got my foot in the door at an organization that I truly, truly like, and so on. So that's how I got my start. I've done implementations for LTI. I've actually worked on the support lines for LTI. A couple years after I started LTI, I left and became a controller for an equipment finance company out in San Jose, California. And so I got the opportunity to actually work in the equipment finance business using our products.
Sure.
And so that gave me a really great perspective on our products, how people use them, the good, the bad,
yeah, absolutely,
how we service our customers, and so on. But I always kept in touch with Russ and Randy because, mm-hmm. like I said, I really like those guys. They've done a lot for me. At a certain point in time, I wanted to come back to Nebraska, and they gave me an opportunity at LTI to come back, and I came back in 2004, and I've been here ever since. And
nice. So was that company you went to work for, was that a customer of LTI at the time that you found out about? Is that how you?
Yes.
Okay.
It was. I was actually working on a deployment project for them.
Yeah.
And they were looking to grow their business and start to manage a portfolio, and they just really didn't have the staff to do it.
Sure.
And they didn't necessarily have the staff to deploy and manage a system like Lease Plus.
Okay.
And so
it just made sense. Bring someone made, from the inside over to help
made
us.
Made sense. Yeah. I had the knowledge of the product. I had had some knowledge of the industry from working with other customers for the couple years. And they were actually really good guys as well. I've been very lucky in my career that I've been able to work for fantastic owners that have given me a lot of opportunity. And so I owe a lot of where I am today to Jim and Larry at Technology Credit Corporation, as well as Russ and Randy at LTI.
Yeah, very much the people that you worked with.
It's all about the people, which is where I try to give back the same way. I want to be able to work with the people at LTI and help them in their careers and help them understand what they need to do to be successful and grow their career. And that's something that's very important to me. LTI is a 30-year-old company this year, and it was built on understanding the business and providing solutions and being very attentive to our customers. And it's a real simple recipe that's not always easy to deploy.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, it is the recipe for success. And that's where I've been on both sides. And so I can help bring that perspective to people in our organization that is how we will be successful. Like you said, it's a niche industry. Everybody talks. And if you're not treating your customers right,
yeah,
you're not doing right by your customers, then it will get back to other people and it will impact your ability to continue to grow your business.
You know, the equipment finance industry in general, this is something it's obviously a niche industry that uh-huh. not a lot of people know about. What is the equipment finance industry, and how is it that we as a technology company are servicing that niche?
I think equipment finance industry, the best way to think about it is every business has to have capital in order to be able to execute on what they do. So sure. Hospitals need x-ray machines.
Right.
There's many ways you can go about that. A company can use up their capital and buy that equipment they need to run their business, or alternatively, they can keep their capital for other things to invest and finance
okay.
those things that they need. So where our industry is that we serve is the people that are financing that. Those organizations are providing the finance for small business, medium-sized businesses, even large businesses mm-hmm. to operate their business. So it's actually a really critical piece of the U.S. marketplace, and Canada and U.K. as well, where
yeah.
we operate. So it's something that's very important. It's very tightly tied to the credit markets. So when we had the credit crash, it certainly impacts the ability for this market to expand. But the good thing about it is they're financing hard assets generally. There is something there that I'm financing. And so that creates a lot of continuity, I think, in
okay.
the marketplace and stability in the marketplace. And to be honest, equipment finance business is, although grown slowly, has grown very consistently over really the last, 10 years, I would say.
Well, sure. I would expect as business in general grows, equipment finance grows,
yes.
and thus the need for the software support
exactly.
grows.
Exactly.
So a way to think about this, I'm just trying to paint the picture for maybe somebody who's not as familiar with this. If uh-huh. you go to, for example, like a coffee shop, that machine had to come from somebody and they either purchased it outright or maybe they're leasing that machine, kind of like leasing a new car.
Yep. It's the ability to keep your cash and invest it in other ways to help you grow your organization versus having to go in and I start a new business and I got to invest $1 million to start up a new business. I can go in and get financing, and I will be paying a monthly payment on that.
Right.
But then that monthly payment should be offset by my revenue. So it allows smaller businesses to get up and running. It allows smaller businesses to grow their business without having to have $1 million in the bank and so on. So it really is an engine for small business to start, to maintain, to grow, and so on. And certainly you're going to find equipment finance in larger organizations, public companies, and so on. But really at the heart of it, it's an engine to help small to medium-sized businesses. Our solutions allow our customers, which is the lessor in this case, to be able to originate and service equipment finance transactions, which handles all the credit checks, contract documentation, booking, billing,
sure,
collecting, asset management, and so on. So it really is at the core of their business to be able to serve their customers. And so a lot of times when I'm talking to our customers, I'm trying to figure out what are the things that they can't do for their customers that they would like to do,
yeah,
that their customers are asking for. What are the things that their competitors are doing that they're having trouble competing with? By asking those couple questions, you start to get a feel for how well our solution is helping them to manage their business and meet their strategic objectives.
Yeah.
And really, in the end, I get back to customer relationships. We're successful when our customers are successful.
Right.
We want to see our customers be the best in the equipment finance industry. And part of our job is to partner with them to help understand how well the solutions are working for them, where there's potentially gaps in our solutions, and figuring out the best way to give our customers the tools they need to run their business and service their customers.
Yeah.
Because really, in the end, the technology is just a tool.
Right.
How they choose to deploy it to achieve their strategic objectives is what we got to understand and know so that we can help to provide that opportunity. First and foremost, we're a people business. The technology is just taking the collective great ideas of all the people in our organization and turning that into technology solutions for our customers.
Yeah.
And so I think that's our biggest strength. Our next biggest strength is our understanding of the equipment finance business. I think we've been in the business for 30 years. We know how it operates. We've got good relationships with our customers. We've got a good understanding of where they're trying to go with their business.
Yeah.
And so you get great people with a great understanding of what your customers want, and you put that together, and it's really a really good recipe. And when that is working well, and it does work well at LTI, amazing things happen.
Going into, this is our 30th year in the industry, what are you looking forward to most going into the next year, 5 years, 10 years, 30 years, if it could be, right?
Yeah, exactly. I would say that what I'm most excited about is continuing to grow the organization and really, in the end, continue to provide great solutions for our customers. That's our bailiwick. The equipment finance industry is our bailiwick. It is an evolving industry. Technology solutions are continuing to be more and more adopted within the industry. So I see so much potential for us for being able to provide solutions to the industry that just aren't there today.
Sure.
That's really what gets me excited is what are the things we can invest in that is going to best position us to create innovative solutions for our customers for things they may not even be thinking about, or maybe they've thought about it, but it's just not something that is on the, right out in front of them because
yeah,
they're focused on their business. And
right,
so that's really what drives me and what excites me about the organization is I think we've got such a good footprint in the equipment finance industry. We're well known. We do a good job servicing our customers. We've got good solutions. And so just by its very nature, we're going to continue to grow. But there's plenty of opportunities within this industry to continue to provide better solutions. I think we've got some opportunities to continue to expand our geographical footprint. We've served the U.S. and Canada for a long period of time. We're now serving the U.K. marketplace, and we're making good inroads in that marketplace, which we believe will be a you know, potentially a landing spot for us to be able to go into the rest of Europe and
sure.
provide a solution in the rest of Europe. So I think aside from just the solutions in the market we're serving now, there's certainly opportunity to expand our geographical footprint. And likewise, it's a very creative industry. And
okay.
so what you find is you get organizations that will come up with very creative financial products. And there are parallel industries to equipment finance that are very creative as well. And so our solution is a good solution actually in other industries that parallel the equipment finance marketplace. So what you find is our customers, particularly banks, have an equipment finance business, but they may also have a commercial finance business as well.
Okay.
They're very similar businesses. There are certainly nuances that are different between them. So I feel that if we do a good job of servicing our customers within the footprint that we're in, that as you learn more about their business and other finance divisions that they have, that you can potentially learn more about that and expand into other parallel markets as well.
Sure. Here's how we could adapt to
Correct.
This side of your business as well.
Right. So really, once again, a lot of it's customer driven.
Yeah.
We found historically that's the best way to grow our business is work with your existing customers.
Absolutely.
And then figure out how you can expand your footprint within your existing customers because they want to do different things to grow their business.
Yeah.
And likewise, they've got other business units that are using other solutions that they may or may not be happy with that we could potentially also offer a solution for.
Yeah, absolutely.
So really, I think there's going to be some new and great technology that I think is going to be coming out over the next 5 years for equipment finance that is going to that's going to be significant. I think that the geographical footprint is something that's very exciting. And I think our footprint and being able to expand into parallel markets is also very exciting.
Sure.
So a lot of potential.
So finally, what would you say to somebody considering or looking at LTI as a possible landing place for their career?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think would be the big value that you feel like we bring to the Kansas City market that they may not find somewhere else?
Sure. I think we are still at heart a small company, and I believe that it creates a great potential for those in the Kansas City market to be able to get into something that is going to grow, that's very customer focused, that has a good culture. And what I'd say is those individuals that want to take on the challenge of being part of something that is going to continue to grow and is focused on delivering for our customers, and the challenge of coming in and making the position or your career at LTI what you want it to be. You may come in one role and find that you want to do something different, or you may evolve into a different role as the company grows. I always tell people, you know, when people ask me in an interview, what's my career path? I'm like, well, that's hard to define because you need to come in and work hard and be successful in what we're hiring you for
yeah.
today. And two, growth brings prosperity and opportunities in the organization. So there's certainly a career path for people, but growth brings additional career paths. And the people that come in and work hard and find ways to help us grow as an organization are very successful in our organization and will be rewarded. And so that to me is what we're looking for and what potential we bring to the market is that we're not a 3,000 person organization where you're getting hired into a position and that's likely the position you're going to be in. We are a smaller organization. The position that you're hired for may not be the position you're working in a year from now, 2 years from now, and you can make a big difference in something that has a lot of potential.
Absolutely. So really it's for anybody who likes that entrepreneurial spirit, likes to have some creative influence in where their career goes, likes to be in a culture where the people are really the priority.
Mm-hmm.
Someone looking for that is really going to find themselves a good fit here
yes.
at LTI.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. Absolutely.
Okay. Good.